All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for, like, an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, your M-Chuck.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Welcome in to the Real Life Podcast, delivered by DoorDash. 25% off, zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code NATION25. Available for a limited time, available to our listeners in Canada. You can even take advantage of the Double Dash feature and add a second stop onto your DoorDash order for zero extra delivery fees. Find out more. Download the app today. No Jay today.
No,
he returned for one episode.
He's literally down the hall. Says he's too busy.
That's real life, I guess.
Can't do it. He's too busy watching the madness that is March.
Now, if you know me, Wanye, Tyler, as you do, you know that there's one thing I love about all, above all, Duquesne basketball.
Buddy, Duquesne. I knew you were a big Duquesne head.
Duquesne.
Duquesnean.
Duquesne.
As we are sitting here, there has already been an upset in March Madness, and this is why there's a lot of people out there that will say these are the two greatest days on the sports schedule. If you really like
Duquesne
Madness, Duquesne,
my bracket's fucked already.
Right now, well, not really. It's one and you're one and one. You're fine. Unless you had BYU going far, which you said on Monday's episode that you did.
They had a fun mascot.
They did.
I had them going all the way to the Elite Eight, and I picked my bracket based on analytical methods.
So for anybody that
dumb that is,
for anybody that doesn't understand really what Thursday and Friday is all about, is they overlap these games so perfectly that there's a game about to end right now. There's four going on right now and another one about to start in 20 minutes. They overlap it so perfectly that when a game ends,
like the Duquesne game,
and immediately when that game ends, you've got about 6 minutes left in the next game.
Red zone.
And that's it. It's exactly. There should be a red zone for the last 8 minutes of every game, because this Arizona, number two seeded Arizona, is about to take down Long Beach State. Oh, no, sorry. That game just ended. So a game just ended.
Mm-hmm.
The Creighton taking down Akron. And now there's another game that's got about 10 minutes left. You can literally just watch the last 10 minutes of every game. And I have gone on record to say that I used to think basketball was so boring that what you should do is you should put five people on a treadmill on one side, five people on a treadmill on the other side. They should run straight for 40 minutes, set the clock to 5 minutes and tie it at 100. And then let's go play the last 5 minutes.
Does March Madness have the thing that the NBA does where the last 2 minutes takes an hour?
Yeah. So in that Duquesne BYU game, the last minute took probably around 15 minutes. And there was, at one point, there was 5.4 seconds on the clock. There was three possessions and three plays run in 5 seconds. Each one started and stopped with a timeout. A bench, like where they all gather, they go over the play, they do like a 1 second play, and then it's to the free flow line, throw it, timeout. It's a problem, in my opinion.
There should just be the easy thing. No timeouts once it gets to a minute left.
Ooh, see, that's in basketball. That's when you use your timeouts.
I know, but it would be better for the sport, I think.
It would be more exciting.
I don't know what the rules called, but when I went and saw the Stingers last year, and I know that's a different level of basketball, but they had that thing where it was like the last 2 or 3 minutes, they set like an end score.
Yeah.
And they go, first person to hit that wins, game over.
I wonder how the Stingers
was thrilling.
That is thrilling. See, that's really good.
It was exciting.
That's exciting.
Is that team goes on a run, all of a sudden the game gets like...
That's exactly what happened in the game
I went
to.
Some of the best moments in college basketball are... when kids are under pressure and they make like Chris Webber calling a timeout when he didn't have one, you know, like people doing things that really don't,
when
that
they are, make
when
like
they panic,
soul crushing, life altering yeah, decisions that good. Will sit with them.
Or you're JJ Redick and you make a shot from just over half court that wins you a national championship and you forever are. So, no, it's not JJ Redick. Who was it?
Isn't JJ Redick a football player?
No, it was JJ Redick.
It was JJ Redick.
Yeah, football
JJ
player.
No. He's a commentator. Now. He's really good.
Hassan Riddick.
Nope.
So anyway,
here's what's weird about college sports. Okay, college.
Yes.
As somebody who's just starting to learn about its existence.
Okay.
It's a shadow NBA and a shadow NFL.
Yes.
So you'll bump into some fuckhead walking down the street wearing a Pats hat. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people 50,000 deep in a Div 2 stadium for a town you've never heard of. And they're like outdrawing, you know, major league teams. You've got people today who love Duquesne of all fucking places. And you go to the stands, it's filled with people.
Because Duquesne jerseys. So my theory on this is like, everybody can get behind your hometown team, right? Like you've got the Edmonton Oilers, you've got the Edmonton Elks, but it's more intimate. Why?
Well, what about the other guys? Teams?
I had to think. Yeah, not an Elks team. So what I'm saying is that it's cool to get behind like your city team, you know, but it's more intimate and it's more, you feel like you're really a part of something. This is why college sports is so popular, to be like a part of a smaller group that yes. loves a certain school.
And you went away to school and you went, generally you'll go to a yep. college
or
town.
Or your kid went there.
So you live in the town, you go to the games because that's what everyone does.
That's why it's more important.
Forever remembering your youth.
Yep. That's why I would suggest that there is more fans of college football than there is of college of NFL
and,
football.
And fans of college football fan don't like the NFL, and especially fans of college basketball do not like the NBA as a general rule. They think this load management and effort levels and shit, they're like college players like Duquesne, my team, they're playing flat out. And then you get
for love
the NBA
of the game
and you don't.
Yeah, I do think it's funny, though, like somewhere across the country in the U.S., there's multiple people being like, I'm taking a half day from work today and getting loaded because Duquesne's in the tournament.
But this is why. And so
what seed were they?
Duquesne 11 over 6.
Follow?
The most common upset no. in March Madness.
What was their mascot? I want to know why I did.
The Saint, I think. Anyways,
it's a vaccine, unfortunately.
The reason that this Thursday and Friday are such a great viewing day in a sports bar is because you'll have all these games on the TVs and it's all day. It's from 10 o'clock to 7 o'clock at night.
And everybody has a bracket. Even your buddies that like don't bet, don't whatever, they have a bracket. And
I
care.
Am so proud of the Nation listeners and what we did in 3 days to simply put out a bracket, say, hey, come join this, man. It's not for money. It's just for fun.
For a Nation Gear gift card.
For a Nation actually. Gear gift card, sorry. And 59 people signed up.
Is that true?
Yeah. There's 59 people in the bracket.
This mascot sucks.
It's bigger than a bracket that I've been
in
for 8 years.
Yeah. The Duquesne Dandy?
No wonder I didn't pick him.
Is that a dandy?
He looks like a dandy.
What's his name? The Duquesne Dandy? If I'm right.
Duquesne Duke.
Duke.
Oh, the Duquesne Duke?
Yeah.
Like, what state are they from?
All right. Can I give a shout out to the
Duquesne Duke?
To the 8 people who are 2-2.
Absolutely.
So far.
Got to.
Be Clean. Danger Suede's
Pittsburgh.
Male escort service.
Yep.
Danger Deuce Suede. Vegemite.
Yep.
Jay Carlage. Liam Horobin and Mainlander Tim. Those are our eight remaining perfect brackets.
Liam picked Duquesne.
Sorry, yeah, six he sure remaining. Did.
Liam picked Duquesne.
Yeah. Yeah. Was
Duquesne. See, what is Dangerous Wade team's name?
I don't want to repeat it.
So when I was picking, what's funny is like people kept DMing me and being like, dude, I don't know anything. I'm going to do it for fun. I'm like, here's the thing. Nobody knows anything. Yep. When you pick the most common upsets, like you said, are 11 and six, like a 12 and five, you know, those are the ones where you go, you just go with your gut. You got to have a couple. You got to have one at least.
Right? I went by mascot.
I know. So did you go by mascot?
All mascots.
I filled my bracket on like 30 minutes. Like not even really just.
It was like after we wrapped up the Monday episode, I thought I was done the bracket. And I was like, Tyler, I'm done my bracket. And he goes, have you done both sides? I didn't know there was four divisions. It took me fucking
But you're
forever.
Invested in this right now, right?
No.
So you haven't been like paying attention?
Not even.
Did you even care when Duquesne won today?
I didn't know Duquesne existed.
I've always said if a sport wants to get you involved in it, just make a way to bet on it. Kind of like
how
Shohei
wise,
must love baseball.
We didn't do our $20
entry fee. We are going to talk about it. No, we didn't do that.
We didn't do a $20 entry fee, so maybe that's why I don't care.
Maybe. So
can you guys explain running through?
So I don't, I'm having trouble following it.
So Ohtani, apparently there is like upwards of $4 million that has been wired out of his accounts to like offshore betting sites or offshore betting companies. Ohtani is Ohtani's camp, whatever. They're saying his translator did it.
No. So they're saying his translator made the bets, told Shohei that he was in deep. So Shohei paid the debts for him. Then after that was said, the translator got interviewed and said Shohei had no knowledge of these transactions.
Is this like when a rapper gets their brain rated?
Just hold on. Allow me to translate.
Thank you.
Shohei's betting and his translator's taking the fall.
So it is like, the rapper thing.
I will fall on this. Yes. I will fall on this sword for you, Shohei.
So the thing that's coming out of this hilarious internet content, as there always is when someone has a downfall, someone tweeted, makes you wonder if he actually said what Ohtani was saying. Ohtani, quote, he's stealing my money. Translator, he wants to thank Angels fans for coming out and he can't wait for the game tomorrow.
And all this is going down while they're in Korea, right? Like they start opening day in Korea.
That timing is wild.
Wild.
Yeah.
There's this term called scoff law, right? It's like you scoff at the law. And during Prohibition, people didn't take the law seriously. They scoffed at the law. They drank, they partied, they did whatever the hell. And when you, as a society, make laws that don't make sense and people start scoffing at them, you can have real problems like Prohibition, right? And like, think about it. It's like, I'm betting on sports. No, you're not, but you're sponsored by betting on sports. Okay. So everyone else can bet on sports. Right. But not you though. But here's a check from whoever for $12 trillion to endorse them. Right. But you're not allowed to bet. And if people around you bet, they're in trouble. Right.
So news came out 2 days ago that the NBA is going to be the first league that is now going to allow on NBA.com that if you're watching the game, you will have live odds on the screen. And you will be able to click on the odds while you're watching the game and it will take you to their partnered site and you can then place that bet. It's the first league to really incorporate their website with live odds and basically a portal to allow you to go bet. And the NBA has always kind of been like the leader in this kind of stuff, right? They've always been the ones that do this shit first.
Yeah.
And this is like, It's insane that we, and same thing about like steroids in baseball, man. It's like you punish these guys. And then kind of just go, oh, fuck it, man. Like, what are we going to do? Like, what can we ever do about this? Like, there's probably still tons of players. Have you heard of a player getting busted for steroids in the past, like 3-4 years? Does that mean that they eradicated it from the?
It's still, you get 5 or 6 a year.
That one guy, Johnny Juice, who played for the.
Who was the biggest one last year? There was a really high profile player for the Padres.
Tatis. Star player, buster for roids.
Yeah. So, okay. So it's still happening.
There was that curler.
Do you mean to tell me that anyways, Calvin Ridley, he gets suspended for a full year in the NFL for betting, like a total of like $1,500. Dude just signed this year. A massive contract.
90 some million or whatever.
So he got the suspension after he signed?
No, he signed. He got the suspension. He
served it.
He's coming back and he just signed a contract. What I'm getting at is like, It seems in my mind so hypocritical.
It's crazy.
Everything to have betting and to be like, you are not allowed to bet. But I understand why they're doing it, because the integrity of sport can seriously be undermined.
It will be undermined.
I think it already is being undermined.
I'm pretty sure it's why the NBA is hard to predict.
But this is why they held back from doing it for so long. But then they should put a
team in Vegas in every fucking league. You see how much money Bruno Mars has?
Is that true? $400 million?
50, no. 50, 50. But
wait, 50 million?
Tyler.
What was 400? I don't know why I got that number. Otani,
listen, if you're Bruno Mars and you're at the MGM and you're doing your residency and ticket sales are sluggish, what's the easiest way to let everyone know that you're at the residency at the MGM? Concoct a fake scandal saying, I owe the MGM, where I have my residency, $50 million. And the amount of people are like, oh, Bruno Mars.
Is it just impossible to believe anything these days?
I think so. I think that's a fake story.
Do you believe that, Bagmo? Do you believe?
But now when people Google Bruno Mars MGM, that comes up, not his tickets.
But there's still so many people who are now aware that he's playing at the MGM that would never have been.
Like the Disney Frozen theory.
Oh, yes.
Go on.
They released the movies Frozen. So when people Google Walt Disney Frozen, it's not about Walt Disney being frozen.
That's awesome.
Taylor Swift went to a game where the Chiefs played the New York Jets. Why? So when people looked up Taylor Swift Jets, it's not about
it. Wasn't about her private jets.
It's about her being at a Jets.
Meghan Markle said she went to a Taylor Swift concert because it pushed the news down that Taylor Swift denied having a meeting with her.
Interesting.
Meghan Markle.
Do you believe that Bag Milk has a $450 million gambling debt with the MGM Grand?
I do, yes.
At what point do you think the MGM Grand says, look, man,
what are you, Robin Lerner? We're at
$40 million right now. Do you really want to do this?
Could be a snake farm.
How much does he make in his residency? Let's ask that question to the internet.
Have you guys watched Dana White take people to a blackjack table and win them their money with a system that he's brought up? He's been banned. Yeah, he's been banned from like a bunch of casinos.
That's like a crazy person.
So, yeah. So he basically will say to you, like, what do you want to win? And if somebody says, like, you know, $20,000, $30,000.
Good God.
He'll put like $10,000 first. If you win, they double it. You win again, you're done. His theory, and this is a great theory because I think everybody's probably been there that's ever gambled on a slot machine, or the longer you stay, the less your odds decline. The more your odds decline, the longer you're there. Yes. So he tries to do it in like 3 to 4 hands. If you don't do it in 3 to 4 hands, chances are it ain't happening. But your odds are so much better if you do it within 3 to 4 hands. You win 2 out of 3. You probably, if you're betting that much, you've probably gotten to your goal. If your goal is 30,000 and you start with a $10,000 bet, I mean, what do you got to win? 2, right? Out of 3.
Mm-hmm. It's like if you, yes, if you needed to get 66% of a bunch of coin flips, right? What are you more likely to do it in? 3 flips? Or 100 flips, 3 flips.
Yeah.
According to people.com, Bruno Mars's estimated post tax income is $1.5 million per night.
So
these Vegas residencies are crazy, incredible. Man. Carrot Top. Can you look up how much Carrot Top makes?
You don't
makes?
Have to move around. You just stay there.
He's been there and see if you can see a length that he's been there. He's been doing a residency. Carrot Top. In Vegas.
Yes.
You know,
25 years probably at the Tropicana.
Yeah.
He's so like, I'm going to need a little bit of time here, but he just signed a 5-year extension at the Luxor in 2019. He's currently been at the Luxor. So this is 2019. So a while ago now.
Yep.
He had been there 15 years at that point.
Jesus.
Bruno.
No, Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Uh-huh. Carrot Top is like Mr. Vegas. He was like one of the first people to ever get like a residency as a comedian.
They got all swole.
He's
one of the weirdest looking guys with muscles of all time.
I've heard enough interviews with him to know that he may look that way, but he's a very grounded, like, well-spoken dude.
I love Carrot Top.
I just think he's cool. I think like
I've
what
heard
he's
that
done
before too. Yeah.
I've just heard what he's like. Think what he's done. Like he does those. He has like cue cards, and he like makes jokes. Like he's a prop comic,
he's
right?
A prop comic.
And it's just to do what he's done. I think it's very impressive.
It's silly and fun.
That many
and for everybody to
year.
Look at him and probably think he's like a drug addict or a drunk or something. He's definitely not.
No,
he works out all the time. Yeah. He wakes up super early. I mean, he lives in Vegas. You could be if I lived in Vegas. and somebody paid me $1.5 million
you
a show.
You and Bruno Mars would owe $50 million each at the MGM. I'll
tell you what, my nose would be broken. I don't mind telling you. You don't have to clip that.
Okay, I will not clip that.
You just got deviated septum.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
I mean, from how dry the desert is, man.
The desert.
Come on, buddy.
Valley favor, bro.
The same guy told the story that he was blown away. He smelled weed at 8:30 in the morning. The next episode.
Dude, that was. No.
My nose in Vegas. Look, the duality of man.
Have you ever seen the memes that's like, I wouldn't tell you that I won the lottery, but there'd be signs.
Yeah.
And then it shows a guy in the corner just grinding his teeth. Tyler's getting so uncomfortable.
The Kermit the Frog.
Well, because last episode I had to edit out like 8 things.
And you were on a time limit.
And today I'm like, okay, I would like to not sit here for like X amount of time afterwards and edit a bunch of things.
You're just jokes, Tyler.
Just having a joke,
just a
Tyler.
Joke.
Duquesne, Tyler.
It's March Madness, Tiger. Tyler.
Have some madness.
People always think I'm such a fun sponge, but it comes with the job.
No, you're not. I do.
When you first started coming on this podcast, like episode 2, you cut me off. You're like, we're not saying
I
that.
Was on Instagram.
We weren't even owned by anybody at that point. It was owned in the little brick basement.
I was on Instagram yesterday and almost sent you a DM to a story where you had yourself proposing to the lovely Amber with you. Playoff game, Oilers or whatever like that. Yeah. I was about to just like post, we get it. You got engaged.
Bag Milk is memeing him.
Bag Milk is the one who made that.
I was the one that made that.
I'm not making memes out of it myself.
Listen, my thought was,
oh my God, dude, we get it.
You're those are going to get memed at some point.
Tyler, Duquesne.
It had to be me.
Yeah.
And that meme fucking banged.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it did good numbers.
It did numbies.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even put it on the daddy account.
You just put it on your own.
Yeah.
Use that for your own personal. And you always use that one picture of me cheering at Oilers games, too. That's so funny.
It's framed in the other studio. Mm-hmm. That's top drawer nation content.
Big game tonight, boys.
Duquesne?
Buffalo. Yeah, no. Not the Dukes of Duquesne.
We already won today.
Dukes from Duquesne. The Duquesne Dukes. They just, boy, they're really creative down there.
Who would like wake up in the morning and they're like, boy, that team of mine, the Duquesne Dukes.
Have we found out where Duquesne is yet?
Iowa?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Really?
Speaking of Pittsburgh, we'll talk about the game. People are all over the Steelers for getting Fields and Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, so
it is
terrible.
Amazing. I mean, people think it's just lame, like dumb, like who wants these guys? But like, and like lots of memes about it. But like, two quarterbacks for $4.5 million this year, both who potentially could be starters, both who probably have a chip on their shoulder, both who are hungry.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Actually,
that's a really good value.
Two of them to play off each other, so Russell doesn't get an office in this.
$50 million, like your average quarterback right now in the NFL is making like $30 million. And this team has two for a combined $4.5 million.
I like my boy Kirk Cousins.
Oh, dude. One playoff win. He's got
rocks.
Four money.
He's
going to
have half a Billy.
I love it.
It's great.
I just think of that quarterback series where I'm just like, this guy's Ned Flanders. And he's just out there and he's like, gosh, golly dang, my ribs hurt.
Yep.
Just get the
bag. That guy earns his money.
Over and over again.
He's making a lot of money, but he earned it. He only has one playoff win when he's on the sidelines.
Justin Jefferson, when he was a rookie, the star wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, told a story that he went over to Kirk Cousins' house and they went in the basement to watch film. And his wife came down and brought, Kirk Cousins' wife brought cheese and crackers and a couple drinks for the boys.
That's lovely.
Yeah. And then she sat there and had like this half smile and he had a half smile and Justin Jefferson was like, it went on for like 2 minutes and it was so awkward. And then she walked out and he turned to me and apologized because he had that they had a fight in front of them. That's how they fought. These wholesome people. He's like, it was the weirdest thing in the world. He's like, yeah, we're kind of fighting right now. So sorry you had to get involved in our fight. And Justin Jefferson's like, oh, what? You two had half smiles, just looking at each other, staring like, yeah, all-time good guy, Kirk Cousins. Anyways.
You want to talk Oilers? Let's talk Oilers. Our Oilers talk is brought to you. You literally just said big game tonight against Buffalo.
No, I did. He didn't say that. I said that. I said I did want to talk about this. He said I don't.
Oilers Talk is presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Snow Valley Aerial Park opens up on May 31st. Family fun all summer long. There is a ton going on down at Snow Valley and the Aerial Park this summer, including EPL Sounds of the Valley. It returns Tuesday nights with music and authors at Creekside Eats. That sounds like a lovely evening. Something for the kids, something for the whole family. Also, Rainbow Valley Campground. Online bookings open soon. Rainbow-Valley.com. Oilers Sabres tonight. Edmonton looking for another win. They're 8-1. I keep making this point on the Everyday Show. They're 8-1-2 in their last 11 games. It doesn't feel
like
that.
It does not. A couple overtime wins like that. Like
that Buffalo loss where we lost twice.
And then Columbus, losing to Columbus. It's like, oh, like the losses have sat with us way longer than any of the wins have over the stretch. Very weird.
Do you think Connor's going to be affected this weekend knowing that his wife-to-be is in Paris on her bachelorette party?
I know. Okay.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Nah. I mean, he knows what's going on over there. Just check his credit card. Yeah, pretty much.
He's going to watch a credit card statement come in.
This game tonight, I mean, like, I just think it's so funny how we just poo-pooed the idea that we would catch Vancouver, and it is.
I never did.
I definitely did. And
you
it is.
You called the McDavid era over this year. I looked out the window.
It's so
Rick
awesome.
Would watch a house get brought down.
This is what gets me. This is what gets me from 6 to midnight right now is that I'm listening to American podcasts, stuff that doesn't normally touch on hockey, and they are talking about. If you're not watching hockey right now, you are missing out because the level of hockey that is being played, teams trying to make the playoff, there's so many good teams right now. And what they really say is like when they name the 4 or 5 teams that they're very scared of, or like it, one of them is the Oilers, or when they say like, I made appointment viewing to watch Colorado Oilers and these guys are like Florida Panthers fans, right? And you're just like, it's not just us. It's like everybody's seeing it.
Yeah.
I think these playoffs could be fucking electric. I think the NHL is having a moment right now. Like even Washington, the Washington Capitals, they just won't die, right?
Nashville, they were dead. Now they're not.
How hard are they trying to get Ovi some goals here?
Back-to-back 2-goal games?
Yeah, I know. But did you see the Dylan Strome pass? He just straight up he's in the high slot with just the goalie and he passes to a man in coverage, to Ovi, who's at a bad angle, and of course he buries it, so it's not so bad, but like, oh.
So since Chris Knobloch took over, the Oilers have a 740 points percentage. Only one other team in the league is even above 700, and it's the Jets at 713. So to think of the gap between the Oilers and Jets is 740 to 713. The gap between the Oilers and the third place Florida Panthers in that stretch is 740 to 694. Frank made the point today. He was like, why isn't Chris Knobloch getting more Jack Adams love? He's coached this team for, I mean.
What game was that he started?
12 or 13?
It's been 52 games now with Knobloch. So yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
And his odds, Bet99, shout out to our friends at Bet99, plus 6,000 for him to win the Jack Adams. I was talking about this yesterday.
Who would be a front runner in that?
Rick Tocchet in Vancouver.
Tocchet is, yeah.
Torts is up there too.
To take a team though that was like going through such a tough spell that Coach Woody, rest in power, was shunted into the sun.
Now he just gets to spend that money though.
Torts in Philly.
Philly? Yeah.
Why are they doing good?
They've been in a playoff spot all year.
I didn't even notice that.
Last.
And sitting your captain?
Yeah, and he sits Couturier for a game and then doesn't.
Brandon Dubinsky called him out. Hilarious.
So good. Morning cup of hockey. But the thing I don't like about the Tortorella thing, whatever, this story's been hit so many times, but like he does it and then goes out to the media and like, if you healthy scratch your captain, the media is probably going to want a quote on that.
Yeah, and then gets annoyed with the fact that they ask.
But that's an act, though. He's the designated distraction. One of the things Torts does so well, I think, is just be like, what's the media about to talk about? Watch this. And he goes out and tells off one of the reporters that everyone just yells at him and forgets about the game.
But, dude, I got to say, like, I stand behind a lot. Like, I've always loved Torts. I've always thought that we, like, don't want to create a soft generation. We want to, like, you know, you've got to teach. You've got to be positive and negative. Can't just always be positive. And so like, I like the things he does, but when it comes to your captain, There's a way I think I'm on the Brandon Dubinsky side a little bit with this. There's a way that you can go about doing that where you don't publicly embarrass him,
which is what he does. That's what that's his whole thing.
But that's why he's like,
does he think
he can only be in a spot for a handful of years and then he's gone.
Which is the same thing
over and over and over again.
Which is why he kind of has more of a seat at the management table in Philly, I think, because he knows like he's going to burn it out right away and they're just going to elevate him up to like advisor. And he knows like, I only have a little bit of time here.
Right. So as a coach, when you're...
Go back on TSN on the panel.
But that's okay. So sorry, not to cut you off. No, that's what's annoying to me is he goes out and always does this like, fuck the media. I'm not talking to the media.
And then joins him.
And then the second he's fired, he's like, well, I'm back on the TSN panel and blah, blah, blah.
Because the media knows that Torch is good for ratings too. Yeah, everybody's in. Everyone's getting the taste.
Yeah, checks cash too, baby.
That's right.
But like Tortorella is... I think that players probably really like him, obviously. I think that he's like, no, not... What's that?
It's mixed bag.
Right. So when you are a guy like Bill Belichick, who people fear, or you're like Tortorella, who people kind of fear, like to... You have to know that you have buy-in to do something like that. Because the minute you lose guys, these are high paid, professional, adult alpha males. What do you expect, that you're not going to lose them when you do something shitty to them? Yeah. So he has to have that confidence.
Well said, Chalmers.
Don't you think, though?
I agree with you as usual.
But like when you're a coach, somebody who maybe doesn't have the pedigree to be doing that, you kind of become like, look at what's old Saints coach, Sean Payton.
Yep.
Goes in there, Russell Wilson trying to alpha him, you know, getting his off. And he's just like, no fucking way. You know, like I got to show this whole team. You get put in a spot where you've got to like set that standard, right? And if you're a coach that's kind of on the bubble and you don't know if the team likes you and you do something like that, you can lose the locker room. So what I get out of this is like Torts has a set of nuts on him and thinks that he literally can do nothing to make this team not like him.
That's why I'm contemplating giving every Nation employee 20 lashings when they walk in the door, just to show them who's boss.
Yep. So, yep. Interesting approach.
Got to set the tone.
When I used to like do work on my sites, I used to always make sure I showed up first. Number two reasons: to get my dominance on the parking spot where I can put my stuff in. Number two, radio dominance. Mm. You always want that in an environment.
What was your approach on the tunes?
I wanted it to be what I wanted. And back then it was usually like the Bear, to be honest with you. But then I heard Hell's Bells one too many times and I had to get rid of it. Couldn't stand it. And then that's actually around the time I started getting into sports radio. I used to, for years, at 10:06 every day, make sure I had an AM FM little radio, and they stopped making them. So I like bought like four so they would never run out.
As you do.
So I could listen to Teen 1260 and the Jim Rome show religiously.
You were the first person I ever knew, Chalmers. This is why I insisted that you do podcasting. You were the first person I knew to listen to Dan Patrick. You're the first person I knew to listen to Jim Rome. No one else gave a flying fuck about American content. And you're like, no, Dan Patrick. No. And like, you were heavy into it early on. You're the first guy I knew that got into podcasts.
I also like that you called it Team 1260. That just shows how old school the love was.
Well, it was. It was like so old. And the lineup was very interesting. It was Jim Rome for 3 hours. So 10, 11, 12. Then at like 1 o'clock, Team 1260 had their own show till like from 1 to 2. I don't remember what it was. That was when I had lunch. And then it was Dan Patrick and this guy named Eric Casilius from ESPN Radio. Another like four straight hours of just like awesome talk radio. I got to know everything about like American sports, you know. I don't know. It made me feel, I've always kind of longed for like that American sports feel. We don't have it so much here.
Well, you're kind of an honorary Phoenix citizen. Like you know the life down there of like the American sports fan quite well.
I do love it. I mean, it's, yeah.
I can remember playing golf and you're like, oh, the Oregon State lineman controversy. And you're talking about this in polite conversation. I was like, I don't even know what league you're talking about.
There's no better.
Kept up to date on.
There's no better soap operas. There's no better reality shows than the actual stories that go on in sports daily. It just isn't.
Where else can you see Duquesne beat BYU?
Exactly.
We did it. Duquesne. Tyler, I like that he's telling you that sports are interesting. And you're like, I don't believe you.
My goal to make them as least interesting as possible.
How interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'd much rather talk about the drama in Big Brother Canada.
I was just going to say.
Not caught up.
Good season.
It is starting off.
Hey, there's a time and a place for Love is Blind and Big Brother Canada. Just ain't it. Just ain't with me. all the time.
Fair enough. All right, we got to step aside for a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Back on the Real Life podcast very quickly for our friends over at Bet99. I know we talked about the Chris Knobloch and the Jack Adams odds that are up right now. Bet99, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to Ledger, built by Canadians for Canadians. You can elevate your experience at Bet99 with same game parlays, player tournaments, and flash bet markets. 19 plus, play responsibly, not available to persons in Ontario. Quick over under question for Bet99. Pull out your brackets, boys. How many one seeds do you have in your final four, Chalmers? Oh. I have two, but I don't have a seed lower than three.
Do you have
your bracket handy?
I'm just opening her up.
I just checked my bracket, Tyler. It says 100% Duquesne.
I have two. I have UConn and North Carolina.
I have UConn and Houston.
On my other side, I've got Kentucky and Tennessee.
So I have UConn one seed against two seed Arizona, who you said we were betting on.
We did. I said that. Yeah.
Houston
I said a lot of things.
Creighton is my other matchup. Then I have Arizona, Houston in the final with Houston winning.
Yeah.
So I had BYU going to the final four because I like their mascot.
That's and tough. I respected that. That is
that's tough. I've got Purdue in there. They're a number one seed. I've got Creighton. They're number three.
Go Blue Jays.
I've got, well, that's why I picked them. I've got North Carolina as a number one.
Okay.
So I've got Purdue winning. So that would be a number one going through.
So you have two number ones in your final four.
I feel like
that's pretty common. That's pretty common. Anyways, you can get all the latest men's NCAA basketball odds over at Bet99.
I just like the Purdue guy mascot hard hat.
What are the odds Duquesne wins? Anybody got the odds though?
I don't even know if they're
next
them
game.
That fast.
How often do they play? Do they play every year? Or every day?
So it'll be today and then this weekend. And then like next weekend will be Sweet 16 and Elite 8. And then the next weekend will be
April Madness.
Duquesne plays a thing called the Duquesne Double Dip. Mm. And they play a doubleheader every day of the calendar year.
That's cool.
So they'll play children's teams. They'll play a collection of fans. But they will play approximately 720 games a year.
It's a pros versus Joes kind of situation.
Exactly. And that's how they stay fighting fit the Duquesne way. Look at your notifications showing.
My son just asked me if I could accept, so in order for him to get apps on his phone, he suggests it or he submits it and then it comes to me and I have to accept it.
To approve it.
Approve it.
Your home has a very corporate structure. I appreciate that.
It does.
We have a quarterly meeting.
So he asked me if I could do it, but it's not there. So
I want to know what app he wants to download.
Well, yeah. I don't want to tell you. I don't know what this is. Heyday. What's Heyday?
Oh, that's just a game. Is it not? That's one.
Is it the one where you like, oh my God, we're not doing that, son.
Heyday app.
What do you want him to play? RSP?
Yeah, he just wants to farm, man.
Let him hay.
Why does he want to farm?
Let the man hay.
Because you know what?
My auntie's been sending me Farmville fucking invites for 15 years. So farming's it.
Dude, do you know what he plays the most is this game called Brawl Stars? Mm. Big game with the kids right now. Loves it.
Remember at one point,
30% of Facebook revenue.
30% of Facebook revenue at one point was Farmville tokens.
See?
Really?
They got a cut on it. Yeah.
We got to get that going here at the nation.
Farmville? Yeah.
Can you look up revenue for Farmville per year?
Revenue for Farmville.
Because it's a game where you plant corn, then you harvest the corn. Then you take that corn and you turn it into something better, right? Correct? Is this a game? Is this?
I have no.
Then you put it, Tyler, in a plastic tray and then you microwave it.
Yeah, so Wanya was giving me shit today because I was
not giving you shit. It was in a nice way. And I normally don't give anyone advice ever. Mm-hmm. But go on.
I eat a lot of frozen meals, which should surprise.
You have another one today.
I do too.
Should surprise absolutely no one listening to this podcast that that's the kind of food I put into my body. But anyways, big fan of the microwavable meals. Some of them are really good and filling, and I always just microwave them in the tray that they're in. And Wanye said, stop, you're going to die from microplastics.
I said your taint will shrink.
Yeah, you did say that.
Which is one of the symptoms of a microplastic diet. Shrinking taint.
I think my whole diet is microplastic.
But just put it on a plate and microwave it. I'm not saying stop eating delicious frozen food.
Yeah.
But just think about what you're doing. You're irradiating plastic into your food source. And like, do you think that plastic doesn't shed plastic molecules into your food? Then you eat it. Of course it does.
So Chalmers, I got old numbers for you, but this gives you an idea on Farmville. In their fourth quarter of 2013, Farmville in-game revenue was $1 billion.
Oh my God. That's one quarter?
In one quarter in 2013.
Who owns it? Zynga?
Zynga. That was way back in 2013.
Zynga owns that.
2013, the numbers?
2013.
Oh, wow, they've shrunk to fucking.
Zynga sold to a different company for $12.7 billion in 2022.
When Zynga was hot, I went to their headquarters and it was Words with Friends that was shit hot.
Ooh.
Remember when that game was?
I miss your lady.
I had a girlfriend on
that. That's right. Well, they were like, oh, it's melting now, but in 3 years, it'll be a whole different game.
My brother-in-law still plays Words with Friends religiously.
Really?
Yeah, like all the time. Okay, so cigarettes, alcohol, they prey on your addiction.
Farmville just on a vacation.
Cigarettes, it's an addiction. Alcohol.
These are the pillars.
Farmville
of
is an addiction. There is people that have probably spent more money than they have playing Farmville because it becomes important to them.
What does it do? Gives you corn faster?
It's probably, like when you were used to play Clash of Clans.
Yeah, did I ever?
And you buy speed gems up stuff to like
speed up life. The gems.
Remember how it would take 7 days to build this, but if you spent $6 on 30 gems, you could like.
But we didn't spend on gems because that wasn't the clan way. I can remember setting an alert in my phone to wake me up so I could do my next level builder and go back to sleep. And I'd wake up, log into clans, do the thing, go back to sleep.
Yeah. Tyler's on Instagram.
Clans ran my life for a while. Nope. You ever play Clash of Clans?
No.
Tyler's over the show right now. You just want to get back out there and watch the madness. Okay, should we talk more hockey? What do people want?
We're doing a podcast right now. Don't have that look on your face. We're here to talk and have fun about sport. We're on duty.
You got your ear to the ground. Tyler, what do the people want?
An online player of Clash of Clans was technically called a chief.
What is a
well? No, that was the name of the. Yeah, they would call you chief.
What is a member?
Find
of
that
a
to
clan
be triggering.
That's what you Google.
I was talking about Clash of Clans.
Yes, me too.
Well, I'm not talking about the clue. If that's what they. That's what I'm saying. There's many clans. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Tyler, stop marking what time this is in your mind to edit it out of the podcast. Leave all this in.
I haven't touched my laptop this whole time.
Where do you want to go, Tyler? Where do you want to go? Steer the ship, as they would say.
Vacuum.
Steer the ship. I got nothing. I thought we'd spend a little bit more time on the Ohtani thing, just because I think that's a really funny situation going right now.
That guy goes in and took a bullet.
You got it.
Well, like Ohtani has a clause in his, when he signed with the Dodgers this winter, there's a clause that if they fire any employees of Ohtani, his translator, that Ohtani can opt out after the next year. Like, that's how tight Ohtani and this guy were. Ohtani was like, if you fire him, you risk losing me as a player, which is what makes this whole thing just so weird.
Well, why is it weird? It's very clear. Ohtani bet on sports. They caught him. His guy took the fall. This is everything's proceeding as planned.
Yeah, but like, again, that's the speculative.
This goes so far against his image, though, man. Like,
that's what I mean.
He so politely just announces that he's married. He does everything with like such respect and like.
But I also like the vilifying of sports betting in this specific case. Like, it's.
He was the biggest. Weird. He was the biggest story in sports like 4 months ago.
He was going to go.
And if I told you, Toronto. And I hate this, you know what? I'm going to keep it 100 right now. I hate the use of the saying Well, I didn't have that on my bingo card. What do we have bingo cards now for everything for? It doesn't make any sense.
I have a 2024 bingo card in my mind.
It doesn't. Yeah.
What's on it?
Meghan Markle hit by train. Meghan Markle hit by bus. Meghan Markle hit by plane bus. Meghan Markle brain tumor.
If you want to annoy me right now, see something that's out of the ordinary and then tell me, well, I didn't have that on my bingo card. And I will go, yeah, show me what bingo card.
Meghan Markle falls downstairs.
It's just, it's a stupid saying.
Yeah, do you agree or disagree? Yeah, I do kind of agree. It's just one of those things.
So that being said, I didn't have Shohei Ohtani having a gambling controversy on my bingo card.
I hate when people say adulting.
What's adulting?
When they're like, oh my God, just I'm adulting.
Or like, you're just living your like, life, essentially. You're being an adult.
Like a contributing member of society.
I don't like when people say I did a thing.
Hate that.
I really, for some reason.
I do not like that either.
Oh, that makes like, I get blood. It.
We're all
that's
doing
nails on a
so board. Give me an example of how somebody would start that. Like being like, oh my God.
I did a thing yesterday.
You'll Chalmers. Never understand what happened to me today. I did a thing.
I did a thing yesterday, Chalmers.
What's a what thing?
Big thing, actually.
So is this what annoys you? That's people
this
say
would be it? A perfect time. That what you said would have been a perfect. I did a thing post.
I did a thing.
I don't get it.
Bought a new whip yesterday.
He bought a new car.
Yeah.
I did a thing.
Picture of the whip. Perfect execution.
That's a perfect example of
did
something
you say
that
I did
drives
a thing
you nuts.
Your post?
No.
But you said something.
I don't say that.
Coy. You said come to daddy or something.
Yeah. Come to bag milk.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's all let's keep going. Let's keep going with this. My next least favorite thing. We'll circle back.
We don't want to talk about his new car?
Oh, I'm not going to ask him. What if he doesn't want to tell us?
You can just ask me whatever you want.
What kind of car did you get?
Bronco.
You banging that thing yet?
Like the same one like JR has?
No. So like when I think of a Bronco, I think of the one that Jay drives.
OJ one.
Yeah, the OJ one. So the one I got is essentially just replacing the Escape that I got the Bronco Sport. So like the smaller one.
Mm-hmm. Big tires though?
No.
Pizza cutters?
Pizza cutters? What does that mean?
Small tires. So when you used to put on like a remember spare tires on like old little cars, they'd be like these little tiny don't like some donuts. People call them donuts. I call them pizza cutters.
No, not that small.
No.
They could do off-roading tires on them.
But it's loaded up to the nuts.
I doubt that.
It is. It's loaded up to the nuts. Yeah.
Like the inside's all.
Yeah. I got the highest trim line in that specific one.
That's more important. Than
congratulations.
The vehicle.
That's really what I care
more
about.
More exciting. Tyler getting engaged or Bag Milk getting a new Bronco.
Bag Milk doing a thing or Tyler doing a thing.
I had no plans on buying a whip. And then I was just tired of huffing exhaust. You know, I drove Wanye home the other day and I go, do you smell exhaust in here? He goes, yes, I do.
And you were like, I don't. So there's the problem.
And yeah. I rolled the window down and I was like, we could live like this forever.
New whip day is so exciting.
So I did a thing.
Yeah, you did a thing.
Are we going to go? I have a theory.
Yeah.
I'll share it with 12 listeners of the podcast. When someone gets a brand new car, they have diplomatic immunity from all tickets for 24 hours.
You told me this yesterday and we're going to test it.
I feel like, and we tested this one time, a guy worked for the company, Jeff, he got a company car and we picked it up and we went ripping in it and we got pulled over by the cops. And I said to the cop all funny, like, we have this theory. If you buy a brand new car, and he was like, no, and gave him a bunch of tickets, but you should try.
Worth trying.
Wait, you literally just explained how it got kiboshed and you got a bunch of tickets.
That's so fun though. I've done this probably 8 times.
Well, I mean like, but that was only the first time, right? Like the second time around, like tomorrow when I go flying around.
I want to go with you.
Hello.
So it could be.
So
can
wait
a
minute.
Rip with you?
Yeah.
We'll do a thing.
So wait a minute. This is your whole friend.
I'm glad
OJ.
You're doing this because so
I've got a question though about
this
theory.
Name your car guy.
Okay.
So yesterday I'm sitting there. I'm like, I wonder what I'm going to name this Bronco. The only name that I like is OJ, but I can't call it that.
Why
not? Well, I mean,
OJ, the
juice, you know, I called my truck
famed Bay Area rapper.
I called my truck White Buffalo
because of the implications.
No, you trampled him a bit. I was going to say in that theory, as your old friend, OJ. So you buy a new car, you can technically go around town and get tickets. Well, and you have immunity. So does that mean that if I go and buy a brand new set of Husqvarna steak knives, and I'm allowed to, well, cut some shit? Just a question from your old friend, OJ.
I think so.
Yours truly.
I mean, the logic applies. You know?
New car smell?
It's great. I'm excited about it. It was going from a 2010 Escape into a brand new whip is a sizable, sizable difference.
But you had the Alfa Romeo in the meantime.
I did have the Alfa Romeo. So like part of it was driving it for the last 6 months, not having all those toys. Then just the repair costs were starting to like,
speaking of Alfa,
aggregate to a point where I might as well just have a car payment. Like I was doing the totals for the last 2 years, yeah. How much money I've put into my old whip. Kind of makes sense.
Well, congratulations. I'm proud of you. Speaking of Alfa Romeo though, This is going to be technically my keeping 100. Do you know of any singular sport that has such a divide between how exciting its documentary is to how boring the actual sport is than Drive to Survive?
Don't you love watching the battle for 12th?
Dude, watching the sport and watching qualifying is the literal boring, most boring thing I've ever been a part of. Yet I took like a year or two off of Drive to Survive. I just totally forgot that it was even a thing. And I've been watching, I literally binged season 5 in the last 3 days and I'm moving on to season. It's one of the best shows ever made.
So good.
Yet the sport is awful. Full Swing, the golf. I can get into the golf. Sunday storylines are great. You know, there's always a chance that somebody can come from behind.
Because in golf, though, there's that element of any given Sunday.
Every sport there is, but like even
in F1, there's not.
There is not.
It's Max Verstappen is winning because he is dominant.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it.
My favorite thing about it is like in Monaco, however you qualify, that's usually how it ends, unless you wreck your car or you have a car problem.
First two races of the season so far in F1, Red Bull 1-2. And Max is far ahead.
Yeah. So I just got past the whole like spending controversy. Anyways, that's keeping. Can you think of another sports documentary that is that far ahead in excitement level than the actual sport is?
I'm tempted to watch a little bit of NASCAR this week or this year because I really liked that docuseries too. Full Speed.
So I just saw it. Is it good?
It's really good. I watched it on the plane when we were coming back from the Nation vacation and it's really good. So it's the same kind of feel as Drive to Survive where you kind of get involved in the characters and the stories and this person's sister's dating this driver over here. And there's a whole lot of shit going on. So I'm tempted to watch some races to see if there's a little bit more any given Sunday because I like throwing F1
races. NASCAR is way more competitive.
Yeah.
Way more competitive.
Yeah. Their playoffs don't make sense to me, but that's a different story.
If you're 5 seconds behind and at most you can make up 0.4 seconds, that means you're having to, if you keep that pace, it's going to take you 10, 12, 20 laps to even just catch up.
Max Verstappen won the first.
The sport is ridiculous, man.
Won the first race in the F1 season by 36 seconds. He may as well have been on a different track.
That's an eternity. That is an eternity.
They had one shot of him coming out of pit lane just to his final pit stop of that race. There was no one else in frame. And they go, just so you know, listeners or viewers, this is not practice. There are other racers out there.
That's incredible.
How do you think you do in your new car against that guy?
Oh, I'd roast him.
You dust him straight?
Yeah.
Like 50 style raceway, girl in the middle, throws a handkerchief up in the middle race, or would you take him on a course?
Well, one of the things at Sherwood Ford I had them install was like some of those cool like spike things that go on the tire. So I'd just like be ramming him on the side, just rip the shit out of the side.
That
wasn't standard,
that was custom?
Yeah, I had to put that on there.
Like each one of the nuts is a spike?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
A rotating spike of sorts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
When you get a new vehicle, because again, it's not something you get to do like a ton in life.
I've only ever done it once before. Yeah,
you just want to drive everywhere for the next like 2-3 weeks.
They were actually making fun of me at the dealership yesterday because the car I traded in, my current 2010 Escape, I've owned for 15 years.
Can I guess what you got for it? Will you say?
Yeah, I'll say. Sure.
$1,800.
Oh, higher or lower?
You're pretty close. It's $2,000.
They do not give you much for cars on trade-ins, man.
Well, and mine is
whatever you think like your car's worth, divide it in half and then do that again.
So I was doing like the exercise of like, should I sell it privately? Cause I was looking at what they're selling for. I didn't want the hassle.
Cause they know, just like goddamn Farmville knows that we need to harvest our crops and we're going to be there.
I don't want to wait 7 days to harvest
the crops. Dealerships know that you don't want to meet Sketchy Bob or Loser Larry and come over to your house, risk your life.
Your
you really want to meet people that you meet off like Auto Trader to sell your car?
No,
no.
So I just had them take care of it.
Yeah.
One time in the like late aughts, I was selling 100-ounce bars of silver, you know, as one does. And I had to meet the sketchiest.
Is this a real story?
I feel like he's not lying. Like, I feel like that's just something you would do.
Because this could be both him, you doing nonsense. He woke up. This could be real.
And I thought only normal people bought bars of silver on the street.
No, we were heavy into it for a while. Okay. But then when you want to sell them, you have to like go meet people, mill woods behind the like giant tiger, and they come with a wad of bills and they like look through this like scope to see if it's a real brick.
Even I just think about like, I have a buddy who sells on Facebook Marketplace all the time and just has randos showing up to his house to, I don't want that.
That's like the meme. That's like a guy standing there with like a toy truck or like a toy, like bicycle. And it's like, this is me standing outside while my wife risks my life for a $7 Facebook Marketplace so like, transaction.
I'm someone that's like pretty cheap. Like I go to a restaurant and if one beer is $9, one beer is $7.50, even if I like the $9 one more, I'm like, oh, on principle, I get the $7.50 one. But I will never understand. My girlfriend will sell anything in our house for $8 to $12 on Marketplace. She's like, look at this old spice rack. I listed it for $9. I'm like, I couldn't be bothered to sit through the process of like, take a picture, post, field messages, organize a time, have someone come to give
it's
me.
It's because they that. Think it's revenue.
But I know that we're risking sounding like, very pretentious at, by know, this, but it's the simple time commitment. You have to value your time at something, right? Something that this podcast does not do for me, but you got to just
get it. You're paid whether you show or not.
That's a good point. Listen, it was a joke.
Like bag big milk. Things, like I've sold golf clubs raise. On there.
What?
It's a, I've sold-
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
I've sold golf clubs on there because I was like, okay, if I'm going to get like 100, 150 bucks, like then it's like kind of worth it. I've sold a mattress on there. I've sold a dryer on there.
You
like,
sold a microwave?
Sold a microwave.
It has to be $100 or more, I think. And because the sheer level of commitment that you have to meet somebody at your house,
yeah.
Sell them a $50 kid's bike. I'd rather donate a $50 kid's bike.
Yeah, I think in some cases.
But $100 like thing, I mean, now you're thinking of a brown one in your pocket and you're like, okay, as long as this doesn't.
A brown it's like, one in your
pocket. You're thinking about that brown one in your pocket and then slipping it in said VLT when you get to the OB. Ooh, la, la. You know, ooh la la.
Next thing you know, you got 12 grand. You did a thing.
That was always my thing.
That's
when I'd take in bottles, I'd always be like, this $28 means nothing to me. But in St. Albert, the casino was right next to the bottle depot that I used to buy where I used to live. So it was like, $28 means nothing to me. But if I just peel into the Nino quickly and just take that 28, and it was always one hand of blackjack, win, perfect, double it, win, perfect. I just got $100 for my bottles. Lose it? Eh, it was my bottle money.
It
I don't care.
It was free money.
That's a terrible way to look at it.
I didn't notice I was spending it 10 cents at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody acts like bottles is free money, but you are, it's like a deposit you're paying, right? I mean, like, it's like going to buy a lift of stones for your landscaping this summer and you pay a $50 pallet fee. Mm. When you take that pallet back, it's not free $50. You don't just look at the $50. Everybody looks at it and goes, oh, I just got $50 back. No. You paid for it. Like, that's still yours.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to go.
Okay. Listen, are we good?
That's a wrap. Good
meeting time with Daddy.
Everybody.
Let's pour one and watch some March Madness out there, boys.
Why not? Dogs.
Shout out to Bet99, DoorDash, and our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park. That's a wrap.
Latris on the MJ.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.